This is Kevin R. Novak with Deconstructing the Coliseum, the organization that promotes civil government school system abolition. Has it ever occurred to you that right now God's church is advancing more than ever? Has it ever occurred to you that God has granted to us the power of the Holy Ghost, a more powerful being than man's physical power? Has it ever occurred to you that right now Jesus is in charge and that Satan is not? Has it ever occurred to you that even though there is severe pain and suffering in the world, that pain and suffering is not conclusive evidence that we are living in end times? Has it ever occurred to you that in accord and obedience to the Matthew 29 commission, that we as a church body are actually in the process of being successful at discipling the nations? Has it ever occurred to you that just as some Jews were wrong about Jesus being the Messiah, that some of our Christian leaders may be wrong about whether we are living in end times? I've asked many questions, all driving at the same thing. You have probably never been presented with what is called postmillennialism, which is the millennial position that we are living in an age of the ever-expanding body of believers, the millennial kingdom, referenced in Revelation 20. You've probably always been told we're living in end times and things are worse than ever, and that we needn't bother trying to change institutions and organizations, but rather we're merely supposed to spread the gospel so individuals can be saved. The short way of saying this is what J. Vernon McGee opined. Why polish brass on a sinking ship? But is the ship sinking? I don't think so. Things may be getting worse in the U.S., but God's church is very much alive and is thriving more than ever. What does this have to do with education? If you think we're living in end times, you're more likely to concede things getting worse and worse, and you are less likely to try and implement Christian ethics, further allowing things to get worse. Your end times position affects what you do here and now. If you think things are supposed to get worse, you may not be willing to join me in abolishing the civil government school system. And I'm Kevin R. Novak, promoting civil government school system abolition through deconstructingthecoliseum.com.